Hi, and welcome to the Solving Office 365 Client Deployment Scenarios course. I'm excited to be here, and I'm joined by my colleague, Stephen Hall. So let's start with some introductions. My name is Dean Yamada. I am a Senior Premier Field Engineer with Microsoft. I specialize in proactive deliveries of the Microsoft Office Premier Workshops, as well as on-site and remote office setup, deployment, and migration advisories. So I'll hand it over to Steve over here.
Thanks, Dean. I'm Steve Hall, and I'm the CEO and a Cloud Solutions Specialist at District Computers. We're a silver competent Microsoft partner. We specialize in really delivering Office 365 to customers, helping them adopt Office 365 and to migrate them from their current platform to the Office 365 platform. Thanks, Steve.
And we'll kick this off with the first module, which is essentially System Center, Configuration Manager, Deployment Best Practices.
And this course is about the IT pro. It's really about jumping out of the studio and into the shoes of the IT pro. We're going to look at discussing common gotchas that often trip up IT pros with Office 365 clients and services, how to solve those problems. We're going to solve real-world scenarios, and Dan and I are going to use our years of expertise in the field to show how we're going to demonstrate how using best practices can solve these problems and save a lot of time for IT pros like yourself. Setting expectations. So the target audience for this course is going to be Office 365 admins that are tasked with managing and deploying Office 365 client and services, or Microsoft partners that are delivering Office 365 support services and advice to customers worldwide. Some suggested prerequisites for this would be the Microsoft Virtual Academy Jumpstart, administering Office 365 for small businesses, I believe it's 74-325, as well as a Microsoft Press book, Microsoft Office 365 Administration In and Out. Some more expectations. This course is really tailored for that IT pro that wants to get up to speed fast on Office 365 deployment and troubleshooting. It's going to have real-world tips and tricks. It's going to be a fast-paced course for the IT pro, and we're going to have action-packed demos that can be reviewed from this recording and acted out live from your desk. The one thing we want to make sure that everyone does is join the MVA community. There are over 2 million registered users, and it's a great way to get up to date or receive up to date relevant training on a variety of current Microsoft products and services. Earn while you learn, and get 50 Microsoft Virtual Academy points just for using this event.
Excellent.
So, Dean?
Great, thank you for the course overview. So let's start with Module 1, System Center Configuration Manager Deployment Best Practices. And here we are on the module overview. And we'll start off with preparing our configuration files. We'll set up an Office source, and then we'll actually deploy Office 365 Pro Plus using the application model as well as the package model. And then we'll actually look at a hybrid solution using the application model with cloud distribution points. And lastly, we'll talk about some updating considerations when using Config Manager. So let's move on to the first part, preparing the configuration XML files. Now, the first thing that you'll need to do, and we do realize there's already lots of articles and TechNet articles on using the Office deployment tool, preparing these configuration files. So I'll actually go through this fairly quickly. So let's first, we'll actually do a demo, and we'll actually download the Office deployment tool. And as a best practice tip, always check for the latest version monthly. And the reason is because as we add different features and different builds, old copies or old original versions of Office deployment tool may not actually work with the new features, because how could it, right? So so next we'll talk about how to download the bits, create a configuration installation file, as well as an uninstall file. So let's move over to our first demo. So let me press escape here. I'm switching over to my demo environment.
While you're doing that, we really want to make sure we don't forget to check those XML files. You know, it can really be a sanity check to make sure we check them in Internet Explorer to make sure we don't have missing syntax.
Absolutely. In fact, I'll be sure to show that. So let's switch over to the Office deployment tool. So let me type in Office deployment tool download.
So you're actually going to get the deployment tool itself right now.
Exactly. So I did a quick search, and thankfully the first result was the Office deployment tool straight from Microsoft Download Center. I'm going to click on download. And I'm going to save this someplace locally. I'm going to save it to a staging folder, which is currently empty. So I'm going to save it. And let's open this folder. So here's my Office deployment tool. I'll install it by just double-clicking. And I'll choose where to extract the Office deployment tool to. And I am going a little quick through this because lots of content exists on this.
Which none than yourself has already done multiple times in the MVA itself.
Exactly. And so we already have some existing recordings on this. So now I'm going to set up the three files that we'll be using. So this first one will be a download. And this second one will be a install. And the third one will be an uninstall. So this is your standard download XML, and I'm going to remove the beginning and ending comment tags. And for this demo, I don't want to do Visio Pro, so let's just focus on Office 365 Pro Plus. Do notice this source path. This is where it will download from. If I don't have any copies of Office installation source local, then if I remove this, then it will pull it from the CDN, which is the content delivery network. I personally like to call it the cloud delivery network, but it's the content delivery network. And my apologies, I forgot to update this. So we will save this. One thing I didn't mention is that when source path, you don't actually want to set it to quote, you actually want to remove it. So there's quite a difference. So we actually removed the entire source path. So I save it and I'll exit. So that's my download. And let's prepare my install configuration XML.
So you're getting rid of the beginning and the end again.
Exactly, so I'm removing the comment tags.
Excellent.
And again, we don't want to set source path to this. We actually want to remove it. And I'm going to download a specific version. And because if you do not list a version, it will actually download the very latest one. But to show you more commands, we want to specifically download a specific version. So let me go ahead and save this. So this will install this exact version. So let me do a save. And I have on the screen here, well, let me actually click on it, this KB article. Well, search for Office, click to run versions. And then on the support page, we do have this site here. And the benefit of this site is that it lists the different build versions for each of the different months.
I was just getting ready to ask, how do you know which version to download or which one you want to download?
So, yep, just do a search for click-to-run versions, and you'll make sure it's a Microsoft.com site, and you'll bring up this site. And like Steve had mentioned, is one of the tricks of the trade is to open it up with Internet Explorer. And why in the world would I open up with Internet Explorer? And the reason is because if Internet Explorer can't open it and display it, then Office can't read it. So that's just a very quick thing that you can do as a sanity check.
Could have saved me a lot of time when I was doing the most recent deployment.
And then the last thing that we will do is create an uninstall. And really uninstall is remove, and I will do all equals true. Oops. And this is my uninstall. And of course, all of this is well documented on TechNet for the uninstall. So I'll save this. So now I have created my files. Let me switch over back to my presentation. And that is the creation of my configuration files.
So now you're going to get into setting up the source files?
Exactly. So let's move over to creating the actual source files. So I'm going to create that main installation source and share, set appropriate permissions, make sure everyone can actually read it. And let me quickly also show you the CCM cache, the fact that it's currently empty, or it should be empty. So let me switch back over to my demo environment. I want to mention, well, this CCM cache is not empty, so it is now empty. This is Office, and let me go to my root of my C drive. And like a typical cooking show where you have something already pre-baked, I've actually already created this share and established this. So here's my share, here's my, and I've already pre-downloaded because we don't want to wait for the downloads. And you'll see that I've already downloaded two different versions here. 4649 was September build and 4659 is the October build. So now that I've set up the source, let me switch back to my presentation. And let's do a deep dive in the actual configuration manager application model. So in general, we are moving towards this direction is to use the application model as opposed to the legacy program and package model. And the reason is because the application model gives us a lot of things, such as an application catalog, the fact that we can set detection rules, and also establish supersedence of superseding a previous application version with a new application. And then we'll look at these other two bullet items in the actual demo. So I'm going to switch back to my demo environment. And let me create the actual package itself. So I'm going to right-click here, do create package, application, because the first thing that we're covering is applications. On this screen here, you'll notice that it's set to MSI, but click-to-run is not really an MSI, but it's not really any of these other things. So I'm going to choose manually specify application information. And so I'm going to give this a name. This is my Office 365. Pro Plus, but this is also the application model. And I'll just call it the application type. Ideally, you would fill out the rest of these, but for this demo, I'm just going to click on Next. This is the application catalog entry. You would fill this out, but for this demo, I'll click on and accept defaults. Now, deployment type, this is where you might think of the actual program that we'll be running. So let me click on Add of a deployment type, and that's where I will specify the command lines for my deployment. So the type, again, is not it's not an MSI because it is click to run. And really, the only suitable one that I've found is probably just script installer. So if I left-click on script installer, it allows me to manually specify my deployment type information. So here, I can specify Office 365 Pro Plus, maybe 32-bit ENUS is maybe what I'm installing. Now I can click on Next. Now this is my actual content location that will later be replicated to my distribution points. And so I have already created that, and it is located here. And I pressed Enter without typing in the installation commands. And again, since this is so well documented, I'm quickly doing this. The basic commands of the Office deployment tool is setup space / configure. And remember, I created that install.xml, and for uninstall program, I created that uninstall.xml. And then here, I'm leaving the defaults of allow clients to share content with other clients on the same subnet. So that's the Windows branch cache that I'll leave enabled. And so remember, with application model, the main difference is the fact that you're actually forced, but this for good reason, to add a detection rule. So this determines whether or not this install was even successful. So you have to add clauses to determine that it was successful, whereas in the package model, you really only have return codes. So for this one, I'm going to do a default detection rule of does WinRAR.exe exist? And it's located here, and I only have this memorized because I've been doing this for a while.
I was about to say, clearly you do this a lot. That's all rote memory.
So the default location would be Microsoft Office 15 under the root folder for Office 15, and that is for click-to-run installs. Now, I've even seen on some blog entries, online articles, how-to videos, they just point to Office 15. Well, you actually don't want to do that. And the reason for that is, what if you installed Visio? So Visio Pro click to run will install in the Office 15 folder. So you don't want a detection rule that says, my install was successful because Office 15 exists. You should try to always make it as specific as possible. So on the assumption that your entire company is probably going to run Microsoft Word, such as WinRAR.exe, then that's probably a good detection rule. So let me click on OK here. So now I've created my detection rule. Click to run is going to install on the machine anyway, so you don't have to install it for a user. And I want the most flexibility, so I'm going to install it for the system, whether or not a user is actually logged in. Ideally, you would set these requirements, such as, is it 32-bit operating system? Hopefully, it is not Windows XP, because it won't even install on Windows XP, because it's out of support life. But I'm just going to accept the defaults for now. And you can also do software dependencies, perhaps an uninstall script, the Office Fixit uninstaller for previous versions of Office you would add here. But for this demo, I'm just going to create a basic application. So I've created the application. And as soon as this wizard is done, I can actually distribute the content to a distribution point. So I'll click on Close here. I'm going to right-click this, and I'm going to choose Distribute Content. And I'm going to accept the first default. This is what I want to distribute. And I'm going to choose a distribution point someplace inside of my network, and that will later resolve and distribute to other machines, to other distribution points. So now I've distributed the content, and the next thing I can do is create an actual deployment. So I did a right click, I chose deploy, and you have to deploy to a collection. So I'm gonna click on here, browse. There's user collections, there's device collections. I've already pre-created a device collection, so it only installs on my machine. Click on next. This is my distribution point, next. I have the option to make it required or available, but for the most user flexibility, let's just make it available but not force it as in required. I could schedule a deployment, but I'm going to accept the defaults and not schedule this. I'm going to accept the defaults for the UI, and for any alerts, I'll accept the defaults. And so there's one more thing to look at. I'm going to right-click my application that I just created. I'm going to go under Properties. So when this pops up, under Distribution Settings, I'm going to make it a high priority just for this demo. And I want it to automatically distribute the content to all preferred distribution points and automatically download this content when packages are assigned to distribution points. So I'll click on Apply. Click OK here. And under Monitoring for Content Status, the one I just created, this is successful when the latest time. So that'll be successful in a moment's time. So let's switch back to our presentation.
So you just showed us the application model. So I assume now you're going to get into showing us the package model?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So let's switch back to our presentation. And move to the next slide. So that was the demo, and just as a recap, one of the consideration of the application model is the fact that it will only download to the local cache, which could be potentially a bad thing, because the cache that I created is roughly 1 gigabyte per office build. And so no matter what, 5,000, 10,000 machines, you will push to 10,000 machines 1 to 2 gigabytes if you are maintaining 2 builds. So there's actually no easy way to run this from a distribution point. And so otherwise you would have to maintain separate sources, again, else you may push 1 gigabyte per build kept. And with the CCM cache, one of the built-in features of Office 365 Pro Plus Click to Run is the fact that it'll do a delta download. But unfortunately, what happens is with the CCM cache, and we'll pretend that this is the CCM cache, and then this is the setup. So this is my setup, and then this is my distribution point. If I were to go back and forth through here, this would do the delta download. But unfortunately, what happens with the application model is I go from my distribution point to my CCM cache, and then I go from my local CCM cache to my setup. And the delta is only from the local CCM cache to the setup. And so that is why we don't leverage delta downloading of Office bits. So let's move to the next section and discuss. Sorry about that. The Config Manager package model. And so the benefits of this is what we'll show in the demo, is the fact that you can install directly from the distribution point. And if you're installing directly from a distribution point package share, you can freely update the source content and never have to worry about the CCM cache. And if you rerun setup, do remember it'll be a full install each time, but the package model will download deltas when you run it from the distribution point in the graphic that I had just shown on the screen. And then definitely do stay tuned for a hybrid solution on using the application model with the CDN, which is a little bit different. It's actually the best of both worlds. So now let's switch over to my demo on building a package model deployment. So I am now switching over to my configuration manager. And instead of applications, I'm going to choose package, right-click, create package. And I'm going to call this my Office 365 Pro Plus, and I'm going to call it the package type. I'll click on next. I'll choose the defaults for a standard program. And here's the actual name, 365 Pro Plus package. This is the old traditional legacy model of program package model. And my install is fairly straightforward. It's still my setup, my Office deployment tool, setup.exe, space forward slash configure, and then my install file that I just created in a previous demo. This can give it the most flexibility by running whether or not a user is logged on. Ideally, you would set these requirements, but for this demo, I'm just going to accept the defaults. Let me go back here under properties. And this package does contain source files. And let's use the exact same source that I have as soon as I can start typing this in. So let me type in my original source. I'm going to enable binary differential replication. And this next part is probably the most important thing. And it's here under Data Access tab. And I want to copy the content in this package to a package share. And when you do that, you can then run the program from the distribution point as opposed to copying it locally into the CCM cache. So let me type in a share name. So let's call it 0365 Pro Plus Package. I'll change the distribution priority to high, and I want to automatically download this content. Click apply. I'm going to distribute the content to my first distribution point, which will later distribute to the rest of my distribution points. I'm going to redistribute and validate it. And we'll move to the bottom here. For this program, I'm going to right-click the properties. So we should be good here. Now let's go back and do a summary on the actual presentation. So I've created my package. So I created my package. And essentially what's going to happen is NoCCM local cache will be created, and it will install straight from the distribution point. So instead of having to always force down 2 gigabytes worth of data, we bypass that essentially because we're running straight from the distribution point.
So you've saved a ton of network bandwidth, at least, or at least internet bandwidth.
Absolutely. So now let's move into the next maybe hybrid solution, which is creating still the application model, but we're going to use the cloud, or rather the content delivery network, the CDN. And so here's a summary slide of what happens. So what we are going to do is, in our installation source, using application model, without having the build specified, we will only have the Office deployment tool and the installation XML. And that's something under 1 megabyte in size. So we will actually not store the builds on the distribution point. And so with no builds on the distribution point, essentially what happens is, will application model download locally to the CCM cache and run? Yes, but it's less than a 1 megabyte file. So I'd much rather replicate 1 megabyte than 1 gigabyte. And so essentially, this is all the benefits of running and streaming from the distribution point, except we're streaming it from the CDN, the content delivery network. So let's switch over to my demo environment, and we'll set this up. So I'm clicking on my demo environment. And if we look at setup.exe, it is 938 kilobytes, so less than 1 megabyte. So this is my entire installation source for the application model when using the CDN, or the content delivery network. So we're going to pretty much do the same thing that we've done in the previous demos. We're going to go to System Center. I'm going to go to Application, create an application. I'll manually specify, and this is my O365 Pro Plus. So application type, and it's from the CDN. I'll accept the defaults here. I'll accept the defaults here. I'm gonna add my deployment type. And remember, we're gonna choose script installer. Manually specify the deployment, and then Office 365 Pro Plus. So it's my application type using the CDN. And here is my content location. And as I had shown you, this is less than 1 megabyte in size, and this is all that will be cached to local CCM cache. Oops, and I keep clicking on OK. Forgot to actually do the install command line. So this will do a /config install, and then /config uninstall. Let's click on next. We're at the same clause as before. Again, you want to be as specific as you possibly can. So if winward.exe exists, then we know that our install is successful. So let me click on win. Let's do this, and we'll add this as a clause. I'll click on next, install it for the system, whether or not a user's logged in. Accept the defaults for the requirements, for the dependencies, and that's essentially it in creating it. And because no Office source build was saved to the CDN location, only that less than 1 megabyte Office deployment tool setup.exe was saved, as well as the install.xml and uninstall.xml. All we're replicating is less than 1 megabyte, freely update it whenever you need to, and all the benefits of essentially streaming from the distribution point will now be streaming from the CDN. So let's take a look back at our presentation here. So our next section is now updating considerations when using Config Manager. Now, the key thing to point out here is, well, probably this first entry here, it's a UNC path. All these blog articles, how-to videos, they do talk about updating, but the problem is it really only works for small to medium-sized businesses, because some corporations may very well have hundreds and hundreds of distribution points, you know, throughout the entire globe. Well, Config Manager has management points that then point you to the best and local distribution point. So the problem with specifying UNC is because it's a static entry. So maybe for a small company that works, you only have a couple of distribution points, but it doesn't work for large enterprise. You know, you need to leverage the management point. And so really that becomes the problem. So what ends up happening is you can't really use the built-in update mechanism for a large enterprise. You should probably do what we just demoed, use the application model to pull from the CDN, but still, Config Manager still up controls the timing, because I'm gonna push a Config Manager application to control when I'm going to update my Office 365 Pro Plus build. But one thing you could do is implement a hybrid. So for some locations, sure, pull from the CDN or use Config Manager and pull from, well, the management point that points you to your distribution point.
So basically different environments that have different internet or network connectivity challenges, you could set different deployment options for different ones.
Exactly. And so, you know, if you have a metered internet, maybe you push the build only one time to a local file server of that location, and then you would configure the update path to point to the local file server only, so you're not pulling from the metered internet connection. So large sites use distribution point groups, branch caching, and then one other consideration is, will you be updating during business hours?
I guess if you're pulling all that content from the content delivery network, you do want to make sure you're staggering the time that you're going to be doing the updates or the setups or downloads.
Agreed, exactly, because and also, you know, if users have Office applications currently open, do you want to have those terminated? Do you want to force a shutdown? So you need to make that decision, perhaps allow it in the Software Center. The user chooses when to do their install.
Well, I've definitely learned a ton about deployments, how to address different scenarios, be it using the XML file manually or using System Center or Config Manager. So I know that I feel like I could go out right now and deploy in any environment. So I hope that we're all learning the same.
And then let's move on to our resources slide. And this is a Office 365 Pro Plus deployment for IT pros. It was a Microsoft Virtual Academy course. Curtis Son and I had recorded late last year. That's about 9 modules, so do check it out. So again, thank you for joining us with Module 1. And next we'll be going to Module 2.
Yeah, so we'll be talking a little bit about multi-language deployment scenarios. So
great.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.